Randall, take me through the interception. I'm sure you've already been asked this like 5 times, but once again, since you've practiced the answers a few times now, the interception that you got against Carson Wentz at practice.
I mean, we were in a man coverage. Me and Razul worked together in a bunch set and really just had to go out there and make a play. Threw it my way. Luckily I saw the ball. Just had to catch it, make a play, and then, you know, get back for the next play. So,
I mean, Carson, you know, really put the ball, put some zip on that ball, yeah. Trying to get in the back of the end zone, trying to get it. I think it was to Wofford who was back mm-hmm. there. When did you see the ball coming? When did you know that you would have a play on it?
Literally, I'm playing Wofford. I see the ball there. Ball hits me in my hands. Just got to squeeze. That's what all the jugs and the practicing in the offseason, catching the ball, you know, and it literally just happened like that.
It was interesting before the play. You mentioned it was a bunch of formation you guys were going against, and Corey Unlin was, I think, coaching Mitchell White on exactly what to cover. He was covering the flat route on that play. How important is the communication out there on plays like that so you guys don't get confused out there?
Very important. That's for any secondary, you know, at all levels. Communication is the number one key in that play. So me and Mitchell communicated. It was a man play, so we communicated the bunch and, you know, got it all figured out, and at that point now it comes down to making the play. So that's all I could go out there and do.
Randall, how'd you spend the time from the end of the mini camp mm-hmm. to now getting ready for this?
Well, I went back home to Long Beach, California, training my brother, you know, did a lot of running because, you know, to play DB in this league, it's all about running. You know, you got to be able to run all day. So went home, studied my playbook, you know, spent time with family and friends, and then, you know, just trained real hard so I could come back ready.
How confident do you feel coming into the camp? You finish off the spring and you feel like you know the playbook. You feel like you're getting a good sense of where you stand within the team. But you're away for those 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So how confident did you feel coming in here for the start of camp?
Well, I definitely felt confident thanks to, you know, Coach Mora and the Bruins, you know, because we had an NFL staff over there coaching us. So they prepped us real well to be able to be prepared for the NFL here. So, you know, learning the plays at UCLA, I had to learn nickel, corner, and safety. So I had to bring that same mindset to the Philadelphia Eagles and learn everything, not just focus on one position, but see the defense as a whole, which is going to help any player on defense, you know, knowing where your teammates are at.
Randall, as a rookie free agent, mm-hmm. you try to make a showcase play, to highlight reel play for coaches. Mm-hmm. Day one, intercepting Carson Wentz, former number 2 overall pick. How does that make you feel?
I mean, you know, just trying to stack them up, really. Feels good to make a play, but now you're only as good as your last play. So I got to come back tomorrow ready to go again and continue to show them my value so I can make this team.
Awesome.